Hello and welcome back to your therapy guide. I'm Dr. Yodgar Fad. It's great to have you here. Today we are talking about a part of therapy that many people find intimidating, assessment. Some people hear the word and feel uneasy. They worry about being judged, being labeled, or being analyzed in uncomfortable ways. But assessment is not a test you pass or fail. It's not about putting you in a box. It's not about hunting for problems you don't have. Assessment is about understanding you, your world, your mind, and your needs. So therapy can actually help you. It's the phase where your therapist gathers information to build a map, a formulation of what you're experiencing and how change can happen. Therapy works best when it is tailored. You wouldn't want a doctor to prescribe treatment without understanding your symptoms first. Psychological therapy is no different. Assessment helps your therapist figure out why you're here, what's causing the distress, what keeps the problem going, and what has helped or not helped in the past. This prevents guesswork and it prevents unhelpful labels or assumptions. Assessment creates clarity for you too. What are we focusing on? What is the goal? What does progress look like? Without assessment, therapy becomes generic. With assessment, therapy becomes personal. You may have heard terms like mental health assessment, cognitive assessment, personality assessment, parenting assessment, trauma screening, or comprehensive assessment. There are many kinds, but here is the key. The type of assessment you receive depends entirely on the problem you came in with or what you were referred for. A therapist might explore your mood patterns, your thinking habits, your sleep, appetite or energy, your relationships, your background experiences, or the coping strategy you already use. They select what's relevant, not everything possible. Good assessment is focused, collaborative, and guided by your needs. Clients often ask, how many assessment sessions will I need? The honest answer, it varies. In brief therapy, it might be one session. In more complex cases, it might take 2 to 6 sessions, sometimes longer if a specialized testing is needed. Most of the time in outpatient therapy is short and structured, not endless. The goal isn't to take forever. The goal is to understand enough to move into the working phase safely and effectively. Also remember, assessment doesn't stop after the first session. Therapists continue adjusting their understanding as you share more in the future session. Assessment is not a one-off event. It's a process, not a label. Let's gently clear some myths. Myth number one, they're looking for something I don't even have. No. They are trying to understand what you are experiencing, not inventing something new. Myth number two, I'm going to get labeled. Diagnosis, when used, is not judgment. It's descriptive language that helps guide support, and identity is never the diagnosis. Myth number three, it's going to uncover something scary or hidden. Therapists work with what you bring. They don't pull out problems from nowhere. They don't push you into danger emotionally. Myth number four, is a test I might fail. You cannot fail being yourself. Myth number five, they think something is wrong with me. They think something is difficult for you and you deserve support through it. Myth number five. Sometimes in CBT, especially integrative CBT, like the approach I use, we build a formulation using something called the 5Ps model. It stands for predisposing factors. What made you more vulnerable to this difficulty long before they appeared? Precipitating factors. What triggered this? What moment or event sparked the emotional shift or distress? Perpetuating factors. What keeps the problem going today, even though you want it to stop or change? Protective factors. What strengths, habits, people, biology, or inner resources already support you even in a struggle? Predicted factors or preferred future. Where are we trying to go together? What does meaningful recovery and progress look like for you? And what I love about this model is this. It is not a list of flaws. It is a story of patterns, triggers, maintenance, strength, and direction. It allows your therapist to understand your system, not just your symptoms. Assessment is collaborative. You and your therapist are building a map together. You are not being evaluated from a distance. You are being understood from inside your world and personal system. Vulnerability makes sense. You're meeting someone new, talking about distress you carried alone. Your body may tense, go quiet, or feel emotional, but that is not resistance. That's a human system slowly opening a door it once protected. Assessment exists to reduce misunderstanding, reduce shame, increase safety, and create clarity before deeper work begins. Here is your role, and it's simple. Be honest, not perfect. Let your therapist guide the structure. Ask questions if you want. Give feedback when you can. Notice how you feel. That is enough. Thank you for listening to Your Therapy Guide. If this episode helped bring a bit more clarity and calm around the therapy process, please like, subscribe, and share. Everything you need to connect with me is in the show notes. Until next time, take care, stay curious, and remember, self-understanding is the start of change, not the end of it.